ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Lawrie Wyman and starring Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. Captain Povey's lot can hardly be called a happy one at the best of times, but some days are worse than others.
Yes, I see what you mean, Mr. Phillips. That is a nice suit Mr. De Morgan's wearing.
Oh, yes, sir. Fits him well, doesn't it, eh?
Gentlemen, please, I'm trying to...
I wonder where he gets them from.
No idea. BBC issue, probably.
Nothing of the sort. Will you please let me get on with what I was trying to do just now?
It's the same one he wears when he reads the news on the telly. I'll recognize it.
Well, that settles it. It is BBC issue.
It is not. It is mine.
You didn't like the one the BBC issued?
The BBC doesn't issue suits. We supply our own.
The mean look. Here. Isn't there even a John Snagg Memorial Clothing Alliance Fund?
No, there isn't. Look, will you please go away and let me...
His own shirt, too.
Shut up!
Well, if that's the attitude, I hope you shrink it in the laundrette.
So there.
Charming. As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, some days are worse than others for Captain Povey, and this is one of them. And having the Admiral arrive in his office first thing is bad enough, but the arrival of his flag lieutenant as well makes life intolerable.
Room, Tom! Come on now, Admiral visiting. Every man, stiff little tension. Admiral's here, not a movement anywhere. Heads up, eye front. I'm watching every single one of you. The first man to move will be on defaulter.
Oh, don't be a non all your life, Flags. There's nobody here except this wren.
I was wondering when he'd notice.
Oh, where's Povey?
He's in his office, sir.
Really?
Leave it to me, sir. All taken care of, sir. Soon have him out, sir. Stay where you are, sir. I'll fetch him, sir. Have him out here at six.
Oh, do leave off, Flags. You're not a blasted ferret. Quite capable of walking into his office to speak to him.
Oh, of course you are, sir. Never see a man so agile, sir. Perfect physical condition, sir. Absolutely in the pink, sir. Feet move backwards and forwards with no trouble at all, sir.
Dags.
Sir?
Shut your cake hole.
Cake hole being shut. Now.
I believe that when it happens. Oi, Wren Thing, or whatever your name is.
Wren Chase.
Oh, don't bother. I'll only forget it anyway. Tell Povey I'm here and I want to see him.
Aye, sir.
Captain Povey here?
The Admiral is here, sir. and his flag lieutenant, sir.
Oh, good grief. Show them in, Renchison. Show them in.
This way, Admiral.
Allow me, sir. I'll open the door, sir. Standing to one side to allow you to pass, sir. Mind how you go, sir. Step this way, sir.
Wren Thing.
Sir.
Have you got any sticky tape?
Yes, sir.
Good girl. Bung some over his bun hole and don't take it off until I tell you.
Come in, Admiral. Come in. Do sit down.
Yes, I intend to. Move out of it, Povey. The only decent chair's behind your desk, so that's mine. Pop it.
Yes, of course, sir. Help yourself, sir.
My word, you're a lucky chap, aren't you, Povey?
Am I, sir?
Wish I could go more often myself, really.
Go, sir. Go where?
Well, to sea, of course. Don't you ever listen, Povey?
Nobody said anything of... To sea? Me?
Oh, no, I can't. I knew you'd be pleased, Povey. Get a hooter full of the old briny breezes, don't you? Might even make your hair grow again.
Nothing wrong with that. It's all a mistake, sir. It must be, sir. I never go to sea, sir. I need it here.
Nonsense. You're going.
But I can't. I'm a married man. There's my garden to be weeded.
Well, take that with you as well, if you like. But you're still going, Povey. You sail first thing tomorrow.
Oh, dear. I know. I've got a cold coming on.
Well, you can certainly take that with you. But I am on the blasted thing. Povey, it's this NATO exercise rubbish. You'll be in command of some frigate or other.
Some frigate or other? Oh, no. No, I've got to be wrong. It's not Southbridge.
Isn't it? Well, that's funny. I thought it was. Hang on, I'll ask this idiot. Oi, Flags, what frigate is this fool Povey supposed to be on?
Creeping Ivy Wren Thing's done it.
She has sealed him up. Blasted efficient little girl, that Povey.
But, sir...
Yeah, and you can't take her with you, and that's final.
I don't want to take it. Look, Admiral, I really can't go.
Now what?
Oh, Lord, she's flung it over his hooter as well. Permission to let yourself out and breathe, Flags.
Oh, very kind, Admiral. I couldn't have lasted much longer. Almost a dollar that time. I'm terribly grateful, sir.
He'd have done it, you know. If I hadn't noticed, the blasted idiot would have gone for a chop. Right, that's all organized, then. See you on the bouncing main tomorrow, Povey.
Tomorrow? But, Admiral, I can't possibly... But you haven't told me anything about... But I don't know what I'm supposed to...
That's the style, Povey. Bags of enthusiasm. You'll be in command of Troutbridge, and I'll be aboard the destroyer make-piece as mid-blasted flagship. Now, no belting us one in the skull, or you might tip me gin over. Have a lovely sail. Toodle-y bye.
No, wait, I can't. Admiral leading now. Heads up all round. Opening the door for you now, sir. On to the next appointment, sir. No wasting time, sir. Full day ahead, sir. This way, sir.
Friend thing, seal this idiot up again for pity's sake. He's getting on my wick, and that's not allowed.
But I must have compassionate leave, sir. It's vital, sir.
Then bad luck, Chief. You are sailing with us and Captain Povey.
No. Much as I'd like to, sir, that's not possible, sir. I'm needed at home, sir.
At home? I didn't even know you'd got one.
Oh, how unkind. Particularly now, sir, when his great tragic has just caught the mitre of Fulton once.
Go on.
That was my intention, sir. I'm sure you'll have a lovely trip, sir, with Captain Povey on the bridge, sir, and so much as I'd like to have been with you, sir, it's just not on, sir, no. No, it's me dear white-haired old mother, sir. She needs me, sir. She needs me so urgently. She needs me. A motorized scooter is met with an unfortunate. The chain broke and caught her right in the middle of her neck. I think.
You can wriggle as much as you like, Bertie, but you are sailing with us.
What, with old Thunderguts?
Yes. I'm not pretending it'll be a voyage of unbridled gaiety, but sailing with us you are.
Oh, it'll be a disaster, of course, sir. Having Captain Povey on the bridge is asking for it. We'll all get all of a nervous, sir.
Nonsense. Is Mr. Phillips nervous?
If the revolutions are low, the diameter and also the numbers of blades must be increased in order to maintain the economy desired. The result being that for 10 knots... the diameter and the number of turbine blades must become inordinately great. The weight and cost become excessive, and the efficiency of the turbine becomes impaired in proportion to the power realized.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Phillips is nervous.
Mr. Phillips, stop reading that book at once. You'll only fill your empty little bonce with a lot of old guff you don't understand.
Oh, just swatting up, sir. It's the least a chap can do.
Then if you must swat, sir, swat up something you understand. Like this month's giggles, girls and garters.
Don't be ridiculous, Pertwee. Captain Povey's hardly likely to question me on those sort of dimensions, is he?
Oh, I don't know. Is the ship ready to sail the moment Captain Povey comes aboard, gentlemen? I said, is the ship ready to sail the moment... You don't know, do you?
I was leaving it to him, sir. He knows about these things.
I see. Well, I hope one of you has done something, because Captain Purvey's just coming up the gangplank now.
Hey! 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 Oh! Oh! It's my leg. It's my leg. It's my old war wound. Ooh! Ooh, the twinging screws have got me again. Ooh, the pain... Ooh, the anigoni of it.
I didn't know he was wounded during the...
He wasn't. He fell off the end of a wooden form when Sid, get with it, lads, Clunfork, told a dirty story at an Ensa concert in 1946.
Scream blue murder as much as you like, Chief. You are coming on this voyage.
I wonder what old Thunderguts will be like on the bridge. On second thoughts, no, I don't. And he'll be thoroughly, ooh, nasty.
Yes, Mr. Phillips, I will.
What do you wish you'd stop wearing rubber soles, sir? You creep up on people.
Welcome aboard, Captain Burby.
I assume that as you are senior officer aboard, you'll be taking over the bridge.
Sure, number one. For once in her life, Trutbridge will have a real sailor at the helm.
Gosh. I wonder when he's coming aboard.
That's not quite what Captain Povey meant, sir. He meant that he is our new all-swinging and with it Nataloser.
You're kidding.
No, Mr. Phillips, he is not. I shall be in charge of the ship for this voyage, so possibly, for once, she'll be able to put to sea and return without bending every plate or completely destroying her superstructure.
Well, I suppose it's worth a try.
I should ignore that. Pertwee, will you kindly lead the way to the bridge?
Why, don't you know the way?
I see. It's going to be that sort of voyage. Yes, Chief Petty Officer Pertwee, I do know the way, but I want you up on the bridge with me so we can put to sea at once and join this NATO exercise.
Oh! We're still going, eh?
Yes, we are, Pertwee. Definitely.
Excuse me, sir. How does your wife feel about you taking this little sea trip? Doesn't she mind?
Ramona fully understands the needs of the service, number one.
I'm sure she does, Ethel.
She realizes that if one is in the Navy, one must comply with orders without question.
Yes, of course, yes.
And in any case, I haven't actually told her, yes?
What? Oh, you'll get lynched, sir. Slowly.
Don't be ridiculous. I have told Brainchasen to drop a note through my letterbox telling my dear wife that my country needs me.
You'll still get lynched, sir.
Up on the bridge, gentlemen. Up on the bridge.
Now then, ease the bonnet over a bit towards the curve.
That's the coastline, sir, not a curve.
Well, don't argue. Ease the bonnet over a bit and steady at that, Chief. Leslie knows what he's doing.
Ease the bonnet over a bit and steady at that it is, sir.
Well, Captain Provisan, would you like to have a bit of a drive now?
Mr. Phillips, if by any chance you mean by that remark, would I care to take over the navigation of the ship? The answer is yes.
Oh, well, help yourself, sir. She's all yours.
Shall I have L plates on that fore and after?
Just one more crack like that, Pertwee, and I'll have you hung out fore and after by your bootlaces. Upside down.
Ooh. Nasty.
Now then, coxswain.
Who?
You.
Oh.
Steer port red 390.
Pardon? He means left hand down to it.
Oh, yay.
I think.
Yeah, well, thanks very much. Only, how can I do it?
Presumably, he means that way.
No, I don't. I mean that way. Oh, I give a perfectly simple command, and none of you has the foggiest idea how to carry it out.
Oh, we can carry out your orders, sir. But are you sure you really want Port Red 390, sir?
Yes, of course I am. Now, all the course at once.
Oh, just as you say, sir. Steer in Port Red 390. Now, sir.
Good grief, what the blazes was that?
It was a slight conflict in the law. Slight conflict, jumble. A slight conflict, jumble. It was a slight unfortunate. an unfortunate between ourselves and a NATO destroyer that was already steering Port Red 391, sir.
Why didn't somebody tell me?
Well, I did say, how can I do it, sir? Meaning there was no flaming room.
Take these off your helm! Ah, dog! Ah!
Sorry, pardon. Amateurs at the helm, you know. Would never have happened if I'd been steering.
You put a sock and I'll fit the girdle tractor.
He's got a point, you know.
He hasn't got a point anymore, so that's where we're hitting.
Yeah, how right you are. Don't destroyers look odd when they're round at both ends?
Yes, friggers look a bit odd with a bent anchor, no flagpole, actually. Or hadn't you noticed?
What? Well, this is awful. What will the Admiral say when he sees it? It was all your fault. You that German destroyer was there.
Yes, we did, actually. Bridge, number one speaking.
Starboard lookout here, sir. Lead in Seaman Goldstein, Chutkin. If you want any sterling changed into Deutschmarks, welcome like that again. I think I
can. Goldstein,
I... Who's driving then?
Captain Covey, if you must know.
Ah, that accounts for it. I thought it couldn't have been Mr. Phillips. He always belts us on the other side.
Now, look here, Goldstein.
It's just as well he didn't swing it that way, isn't it? Because, you see... Italians are over that side, you know. Leastways, what's left of them is.
Oh, stop engines, for pity's sake, stop engines, quick!
We've got the white light.
And the French are behind us. Well, when I say that, they nearly overtook us. Play your cards right and you can wipe out the United Nations audience. Yucky-da.
Yucky. Well?
Except for Wales, of course. We wouldn't send so much as a coracle with you lot about. You're far too dangerous.
I'll have him. So help me, I'll shove a rocket in his Rhondda Valley when he's not looking. And set it off.
Do you think we ought to go home now, sir, whilst there's still some of the NATO force left?
This is deliberate. You knew those other ships were there and you never said a word.
Us, sir? Us? As if we do a thing like that.
Don't come the all innocent with me, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, be fair, sir. It would have happened if he'd been at the helm just the same.
Exactly. Just a minute. There's a stabbing, lovable lesbian's back there somewhere.
No, for goodness sake, let's join the main force and get out of here. Pull ahead, both props, and pull ahead, both.
Now, personally, sir, I wouldn't advise...
I shall not warn you again, Pertwee. Pull ahead, both.
Just as you say, sir. Pull ahead, both, it is.
Who in hell do you think you are, Buster? Goldfinger breaking into Fort Knox...
Will?
Consistent, aren't we?
Oh, I'm ruined. I know I am. I'm ruined. So take over, Mr. Phillips. Take over. I need a bit of a fix.
Mark with your attention now. Left, right.
Young man, are you completely potty? I'm Captain Purvis' wife and I don't march. Now then, I demand to know where you've hidden him.
Hidden? Hidden who?
Oh, don't quibble. If you haven't got him tucked away somewhere, he must have gone off for a snob with that female person who put this note from the letterbox.
Oh, well, if I could see the...
Certainly not. Now, where is he?
Who?
My husband, of course. I demand to see the management.
Management?
Admiral?
Where are you? Now, come on out. I'm not leaving until I've seen you.
Creeping ivy flag. What's all the noise about? You're waking everybody up.
It's Mrs. Toby, sir.
What is?
Iya.
Good heavens, it's a hat. I thought you were a basket of fruit on a tall, thin table.
Never mind me, head dear. Where's my husband?
At sea, madam. And if he's got any sense, if you're his wife, he'll stay there until the ship rocks.
Oh, don't take that tone with me, you overdressed cab driver.
Whoa.
I demand to be taken to him at once.
Don't be potty. He's in the middle of an exercise. I'm just going to see the driver.
Are you? Well, then Ramona is coming, too. But I'm only quite certain Henry isn't up to any hanky-panky on the high seas.
Why, you think that's extremely unlikely, madam. Now, do go away and eat some of your hat before it goes off.
I shall do nothing of the sort. And I insist on being transported to my husband.
Well, in that case, you'd better borrow a boat and start rowing. You're not coming on mate-piece with me. It's not allowed.
Nonsense. You're the managing director, aren't you? Change the rules.
Flagstaff, lose this for me, will you? It's time I went aboard.
Aye, aye, sir. Right away, sir. This way, madam. Animal's busy, madam. Call again next week, madam.
Stop! This girl of Miramona paid for coat sleeve at once.
I was very kind to...
Then don't, because I'm not that sort of a girl.
No, madam, you certainly aren't. Now vanish, I'm busy.
I shall do nothing of the sort. You should never have sent Henry out to play with your little boats in the first place. He doesn't like it, and neither do I.
Out, madam, please. Out. This way, please. This way. NATO calls.
May I say welcome to our boardroom, gentlemen of the Alliance? I think we can say that this has been an extremely successful exercise.
If by that, sir, you mean that through the visits to each nation's ship's wardroom, none of us has drawn a sober breath for 4 days, I think you can say it's been a successful exercise.
Nations shall speak unto nations, sir.
The way we've been going, nation can't speak the nation. We're all too stewed.
Quite. Do sit there, Herr Kapitän.
Sicherheit. I mean, thanks for to ask me. I will have a bottoms up with the cheers lager.
Oh, yes, of course.
Very kind. The same again, please, whatever it was.
I think, Mr. Murray, meant would you get the Herr Kapitän a noggin, actually? But don't bother. If you pour it, the Herr Kapitän will have to lap it off the carpet in the wall.
Probably, but he exercises first. Beg pardon, manners, I'm sure.
Sieg Heil!
Glances.
Here I am!
Yeah, Miss Phelps, sir. How about so? Come on, everybody, for us up so. Come on, turn it.
Good idea.
Deutschland, liebe alle.
Ah, forget it, mate.
Forget it. It'll never get in the top 10.
Pertwee, perhaps you'd better leave us and have a bit of a lie down.
Yes, for about a week. No, I was wrong. A fortnight.
I've only had what everybody else has had.
Yes, but much more often. And in bigger glasses.
Kihai!
Oh, shut up.
I was only obeying orders.
Orders? What splendid idea. Same again. And the last one to sink his pants, the captain.
Trust me, I really do feel that you're wanted urgently elsewhere.
No, I'm not. This is where the wallop is, so this is where Pertwee stays.
Indefinitely.
Oh, no, he doesn't. You leave the wardroom at once.
Don't be ridiculous, Mr. Maris. I couldn't. The door's miles and miles and miles away.
Perhaps it would be quicker if he just collapsed here in the corners.
I'm very kind. Good on all.
I really can't apologize enough, Herr Captain.
No, Captain, I doubt if you can. In the German Navy, we do not allow such things. We believe in discipline. In the name of the Third Reich, and the glory of the Vaterland and our beloved Führer, we shall never... Beg pardon, I was only obeying orders. I was not responsible.
Oh, of course, very kind.
This time, neither were we. But you banged my button.
Oh, no, I didn't. No, it wasn't me. Not for once. It was him.
He banged your boat.
I really must apologize. The accidents will happen, you know.
Nein, I do nein, though. On behalf of my government, I demand full consternation.
What? I think he wants the name of your insurance company.
Yeah. Sieg Heil.
Same again, large one.
Oh, shut up. I can assure you that accidents of this kind are extremely rare in the British Navy. Oh, very unfortunate, of course, but you suffered very little damage after all.
Very little damage? Have you seen his boat? It's bashed to bits.
Mr. Phillips, you're supposed to be on Captain Povey's side.
Oh, yes, I was forgetting.
Yes, well, as I was saying, Herr Captain, accidents of this kind are extremely rare in the British Navy. Creeping Ivy, what the hell was that? I've dropped me gin all over me trunk.
Sieg Heil!
Granted, chill.
Server.
Oh. What hit us? It must have been one of them, because I wasn't on the bridge.
Well, quick, look through the porthole.
I'd rather not, actually.
Oh, it's make peace. Oh, do move out of the way. I can't get me ship through.
He's having a jolly good try, though.
You were saying, gentlemen, that accidents of this kind are extremely rare in the British Navy.
Well, yes, but not quite so rare as they used to be.
Captain Hovey? Well, as senior officer aboard, who did you hand over to on the bridge when you came down to the wardroom?
I don't know.
Somebody must have taken over when I... Oh, good grief, there's nobody up there at all.
And accidents like this don't often happen in the British...
Ah, shut up!
Cheers.
Mr. Povey, oh, I know you're there somewhere. Now, come on out at once.
Jumping flowerpot! Where the bright blue brick does the tea come from?
I stowed away, of course. I don't want to get out here somehow, Admiral, and see what was going on. Now, can't you be quiet while I check the hubby through the porthole of his little boat? Henry?
Yes, my love.
Thought you at it at last.
I'm just doing my duty, my love.
Nonsense. Have you changed your thoughts?
Yes.
What a clean handkin.
Yes,
my love. No, it's not good enough. You're in bad company, I can tell. Well, to come away from those rough sailor friends of yours at once.
Rush. Smell the subtle undercurrent of old and mild from Pertwee, even at that distance on makepeace.
All right, go home, the lot of you, and don't you dare shut that porthole before the man has finished.
Flags, up!
Shut your cake hole!
You took the words right out of my mouth.
That's enough, Prevail was talking. Now start the Major Admiral, we're all going home. Henry, get your little boat going and follow.
Very well, my love.
And the next time you lot want to stay in the water, you'll ask the mayor's permission first.
Philip, Stephen Murray and John Pertwee have been Exercising the Navy Lark by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Captain Povey was played by Richard Cordicott, Mrs. Povey by Heather Chasen, the Admiral was Daniel Evans, the flag lieutenant was Michael Bates, and Hans was played by Alan Reeve Jones. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnson.